Yeah, we're very big fans.
So you mentioned that Luis Guzman was on the Culture Pop podcast. Netflix, because they're evil geniuses, they've got the thing figured out. They kind of know what you like.
Yep.
And then they just start playing something. You open the app and something just starts playing at the top.
Yes, yes.
Traffic started playing at the top yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, such a good movie.
There goes 2.5 hours.
Well, Chad, this is what I was talking about the other day, that you guys were making fun of Joe Mazzulla because he watches The Town 4 times a week.
A week, John. That's the key part.
But if I'm surfing, like, I'll give you an example. I have seen the movie Almost Famous at least 50 times. And every time it comes on,
from beginning to end, 50 times?
At least.
Okay.
If I see it on the grid, I'm in. And I know exactly what's going to happen.
Sure.
I think it's one of the 20 favorite movies of my life. I'm a big Cameron Crowe guy. So I think it's a little weird that Joe Mazzulla, like,
sits down and watches The Town from beginning like to end 4 times a week.
So I assume he either pulls it up on a stream or he has
not
a DVD.
Tape on the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, not tape on the heat, exactly.
But if I have DirecTV, so if I'm going through the grid and there's probably...
You would not watch it 4 days in a row. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Almost Famous? I might.
I really don't think you would.
I might.
Do you do, is a lot of it? Is a lot of it when you're traveling too?
Yeah, always. Yeah. Well, and part of it, this is where it was born. Because you just did this. You were just at an Airbnb when you were in Denver. Whatever the offer is in the hotel room, you know, because I'm in a hotel room 100 nights
right,
a year.
Right, there's Mario Lopez. You he's don't selling have, you yeah, something or other.
You don't have
he's in all,
he's all, in every
your,
hotel.
All your normal channels. So there's a certain amount of movies that just kind of rotate on TBS and TNT and
they know Comedy the Central. Hits. They know the hits.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
The movie I've seen a bunch. There's first of all, Casino is the movie I've probably seen more than any other movie. I see Mean Girls a lot.
Love
yeah,
it.
It's
which
on
is
a, lot.
A great
it's
movie, a but it's on E! Entertainment like back to back to back.
Okay, we may
Gretchen, have, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah,
we may have stumbled into the movie I would watch 4 times a week, which is Mean Girls.
Oh, so good. They're, funny.
It's funny. It's
start tonight.
Everything about it. Is
I love those
terrific.
Bars that make her really
the
fat.
Sweetest weight gain. Yeah. The wrestling bars.
So good.
And my
so good.
Coach makes us eat these when he's trying
well,
to make
it was,
us make
remember,
weight.
Oh, Emily, you Palteen, remember this? Thank you. Remember when Katy Perry and Taylor Swift were feuding, and Katy Perry said about Taylor Swift, beware of Regina George in wolf's clothing. And everybody knew exactly yep. what she was talking about, you know, which is weird.
It is a classic.
Did they, by the way, Em, did they make, they had to make up. They're both nice.
Yeah, I mean, they've made up since. Obviously, Katy isn't nearly as much in the ether anymore.
What was it?
Pop
it was
culture.
Katy stole a couple of Taylor's backup dancers, right?
Other way around, I think. Taylor took some of
yes.
Katy's.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I knew it had something to do with backup dancers, and then there's both Bad Blood written about it, and there's a couple other songs, but yeah, it's
which
squashed
the,
since.
Emily, I know which side of the beef that you were on. What about you, Mace?
I'm pro T Swift.
Yeah, you're part of the T Swizzle army.
Yeah, T Swizzle.
Can I
absolutely.
Can I say something? And maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't know, but I've always been like super attracted to Katy Perry, and
sure.
my sense is that other men are not like me. Am
oh,
I wrong?
No, she's
you're
beautiful.
Wrong.
Okay. She's very pretty.
You're wrong.
Yeah, she's
very
pretty. I love her.
Yeah, yes. no, she's
I just
beautiful.
Love her attitude, yes. like her music, think she gets it.
Quasi-local,
by the way,
Santa Barbara.
By the way, her name, her real name is Kate Hudson.
Is it really?
Oh, that is so weird.
Is Catherine Hudson.
Yeah, that
one
is
of those
so
you
weird.
No two people yeah. in Hollywood can have the
you
same name.
Yeah, you can't register as whatever. Right. Like, is there a Travis Rogers?
No,
if you go to IMDb, have you searched?
I am that one. Like, because we're SAG-AFTRA people. So
do you have a page?
I don't have an IMDb page.
No.
But when you fill out your SAG paperwork,
yeah.
you have to put in your legal name.
Right.
And then your stage name, right?
Yeah.
And if you're the stage name you want is taken, they kick it and they say pick a different one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the way I got around that was I just said I'm John Ireland Jr., which is true. My dad's name was John, but there was a good actor named John Ireland, a Canadian guy in the 50s. He has a star in the Walk of Fame.
No kidding.
That I tell people is mine.
You should put
yes.
a little Laker
yeah.
logo over, like a sticker over.
Well, no, people think it's me. Yeah. People send me pictures of it and go, wow, good for you. Can't believe it.
Thank you so much. Thank
yeah,
you so
and I,
much.
I was
yeah,
right.
Good.
I go, Mason hates this. He's jealous.
I can't
I never
stand
say it's
it.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't stand it.
You should start a campaign to get one.
Oh, you know, don't you just have to pay it? Where have you been?
No, I know,
there's
but
been
like
a 20-year campaign. It feels like it comes and goes.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Don't you just buy it?
We were talking to one of the new people yesterday, Amanda Gifford, and Amanda, we were pointing out it's 20 years next year. Now, would the for me and John at ESPN and 31 years, I think, together, would it not be the appropriate time to get a star and have the company pay for it? 20 years.
I don't think it's the
20 years.
It's an incredible accomplishment and worthy of celebration. You need to cut the check.
Mace, was that one of those?
I don't know if this is still the price, but I know a couple of people who have cut the check, as you say.
Yeah.
And it was $25,000. Is
no
it still
way.
$25,000?
Oh,
grand?
It's got. I'm sure it's gone up.
Yeah. If it
I'm
were
sure
25, would you consider it?
Well, you know, here's the weird thing.
He absolutely would consider it.
I would definitely consider it. I would
if
probably,
ESPN paid for
even
it.
Even if I had to take a second mortgage.
Not one dime.
Yeah.
No.
I would not pay one dime.
You already have one.
Yeah,
I know.
Have one. Yeah. That's
Mace,
it.
You should have done that yesterday with Amanda Gifford you're talking about, right? You should have. It's almost like a timeshare where she walks in. Hey, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Are you under the impression that Mason hasn't asked every boss we've ever had to help him get a star on the Hollywood
Please
Walk-in?
Take a seat right here. Can
really
I get you something from the vending machine?
Three thing
okay,
in your
I
life.
Know it always poo-poos this story, but this is the honest to God truth. When I was talking to my grandfather while he was still alive, God bless Eugene Santa Cruz, 6th Avenue, Altoona, Pennsylvania. He asked me one time, do you have one of those stars on the in Hollywood? And I said, no, Grandpap, I don't. He said, well, when you get one, I'll be there.
But that, and I thought, by the way, that's the story you tell if you ever get one. You know, there's a presentation blah, blah, blah. So
exactly.
That's the story, and everybody will go, aw.
That's the idea.
Who was the guy that was the unofficial mayor of Hollywood for years?
Johnny Grant.
Yes. That's what it is.
He can't still be alive,
I don't think so. And if he is, he's extremely old. So, but is there a person that's in charge of this that we can...
No, you can go to the website and apply. But you just have to pay.
So literally, Al and I could, instead of Abbott
you
and Costello,
have,
we could have Travis
You
Slee.
Have to have... some form of notoriety,
yes.
Which you guys
you
both
guys
do.
You
absolutely
do.
If you guys cut the check, well, you'd be in.
Right, I would be so
12 and a half grand.
He's the money guy.
He's the money guy.
We used to work with a really nice man, he's no longer with us, named Dan Avey, and he was the
Dan's
color man with Bob Miller on the Kings broadcast.
Okay.
Bob and Dan did TV and radio for the Kings. And when we were in the old ESPN building on La Cienega, Dan, was he at KBC, Mace?
Yes,
is that
KBC.
Why we saw him every day?
790 KBC.
And Dan got a star on the Walk of Fame, and he really enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know if he paid for it, if somebody else paid for it. There are people that are less famous than any of us that have stars on the
Walk of Fame. I think I'll put it on layaway. Do they still have layaway? Where you pay a little bit,
in,
then pay a little bit more?
Like they put
more
in the points first?
Exactly.
And then the last
like
thing
I talk
do.
About at barbecues galore, extended financing if you want to buy a Weber.
Is that layaway? Does layaway still exist?
Sure.
There might be like a...
I think they call it extended financing
the,
now.
The last thing they do is they put your name on it. They've got everything. They got the little radio icon.
Yes.
You know, Trav, that's the new thing at golf courses, because golf took off during the pandemic, and to join any private golf course now is a fortune. So what they do is they let you pay it over time. So let's say it costs $100,000 to join, and they say, well, we'll give you 5 years, give us $20,000 a year. So just tell the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce,
Hollywood.
Give me 5 years. I'll give you $5,000 a year.
Zero and down.
Can I just say, have you been to Hollywood Boulevard lately?
I went last summer for the first time in 30 years.
Have
I went
you
last
been there?
Summer.
Yeah, I went to the show at the Fonda a couple weeks ago.
It is a grungy, grimy,
dump
Hollywood.
It's kind of turned into what Times Square used to be before they cleaned it up.
Yeah. It's really kind of awful souvenir stores.
Yep.
And it's got the worst like knockoff Spider-Man and Mickey Mouse impersonators you're ever going to see in your life. And it's honestly kind of a drag.
But here's
walk out of there a little depressed.
Everyone wants to go there when they come to L.A.
Correct.
And then that's it. Like then you don't have to go again. It's like, all right, I'm never doing that again.
When I moved to L.A., that was the first place I went. I wanted to go there, and I wanted to see a movie at the Man Chinese Theater, and I did. And you know what movie it was? Classic.
Star Wars.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
So you know what the weird thing is? So Lisa's family is all from Idaho. And whenever they come out here, the only thing they want to do is go to one of Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants. I'm not kidding.
In Beverly Hills?
Yeah, like so we can take him to Pump, which is closing. I may have closed already. Sir, Tom Tom, like that's all they care about. We did it all last time they were here.
So what the thing we did last summer, my family, we did kind of like a tourist vacation.
Stayed
in
here,
LA.
Right?
We
stayed here. Yeah.
Stayed
cool.
here at the JW. We went on a
Dodger
hike at the
game.
Griffith Observatory, went to a Dodger game, went to Central Market downtown
oh,
for
that's
a meal.
Cool.
And we went to LACMA. Like we did the whole super touristy thing.
Right.
And the highlight. Old school, I believe it's the oldest restaurant in Los Angeles.
Musso and Frank?
Musso and Frank.
Oh, Musso and Frank
did
is awesome.
Did it survive the pandemic?
It did. Yes, it okay. did.
It did.
Still, and it's really hard to get in.
There's a line around the block.
Yeah.
So they have reservations, but you can line up to get like the first seating of the after. It's like 4:30.
Yeah.
There's nothing but people from Kansas and the Rogers family in line to get into that
But
thing.
That was one of, when I was working with Tom Snyder, that was one of his favorite restaurants. And he said, tell you something, kid, the best steak tartare in town.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrific. Classic.
Along the way. All right. Day after the day after.
Yeah.
Right. Are we kind of where we were yesterday as far as just kind of trying to figure out what's happening next? Because I thought a day later, I didn't read one thing, didn't hear one person give consideration to LeBron actually not playing. Right.
The
idea was. Why did he say what he did? Could it be he takes a year off? Could it be that he's
I don't
leveraging?
Think it's 0%.
You don't think it's 0%?
No,
you think there's a...
I think it's a very strong possibility that he plays again next year for the Lakers. But think about this, guys. LeBron is a ridiculously successful businessman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I read one story that said if he retires, he's leaving $100 million on the table. The guy's a billionaire. $100 million to him is not a big deal. And he's going to continue to make money after he's done playing. He may buy a team. He's already
the
said
Vegas team
he
is
wants
on his radar.
Yeah, the Vegas team is the thing he wants, yeah.
So he doesn't need to play in order for him to...
He's still so good, though.
Right. So what I think, too, is he knows he's so smart basketball-wise that he knows he can't replace that level of competition in his life. That's what every great player tells you, that you just can't replace
never have a
it.
High like that again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I think he probably plays. But if he's tired or if he just didn't want to play,
so
it's
injured.
It is an option.
And he is injured, right? He has a foot injury. That needs to get fixed, and who knows how much time that takes. But let's take... plays next season for the Lakers off the table.
Okay.
That what is the
we're
most,
assuming that's happening.
That is the overwhelming favorite, most likely thing happening.
Okay.
What's next on the list? Would that not play, sit out a year, play on a different team? Like what is the next most
I
likely
think all
option?
The, all those things are in play. He could. I heard one person suggest. I don't know if Bronny is good enough to be a one and done college player or if he's got to stay more than 1 year at USC. But LeBron, if he was hurt or if he has surgery on that tendon, I could see him at least considering following Bronny around for a year and letting that foot heal, and then his options become available. He has a player option to get out at the end of next season, and then he can go wherever he wants. So I think that these things are all possible. My prediction is that he plays and he plays for the Lakers next year.
What about you, Mace? What's the most likely thing that's not plays for the Lakers next year?
I think that's not is that he takes the year off, that he waits for Bronny, that he comes back and plays and does sort of a farewell tour 2 years from
kinda
now.
Kind of like what Kobe did.
Kobe did.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he's playing with his kid and he's going on his farewell tour.
So other
and all that
team
stuff.
Is last on your guys' list? Plays on a different team next year?
That is my last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not impossible, but very unlikely.
What about you?
He would have to ask for it.
I think just too good not to play. I think too good to take a year off, put it that way. I ultimately.
So you're on other team then?
If he's not playing for the Los Angeles Lakers, his final game, he went 40-10-9 and played 48 minutes. And I know the Lakers couldn't extend the series, but he's just. Still so good, still can offer so much.
That's
and I get the, you're right, John, he's got more money than he knows what to do with. But 100 mil is 100 mil.
By the way, I completely
100 mil is 100 mil.
100 million is 100 million.
Look how casually we say that.
I mean, it is 100
and he
million.
Has, if you're Jeff Bezos, it doesn't mean anything.
Right, but Jeff Bezos is worth 20 times what LeBron is.
Right, but LeBron's a billionaire. He is. Right. Like,
but you could also, and LeBron is,
if he really wants to buy a team, 100 million.
It's meaningful.
Yeah.
And so is his philanthropy. He yeah. is a philanthropist, and 100 million to throw at something you care about is not
sure.
nothing. Even if you are a billionaire, I got 100 more million to go build how many more schools or how
right.
finance
if he was
how many
averaging, if he was averaging 12, 4, and 4, I would kind of consider, okay,
sure.
maybe he's done. He's still so freaking good.
Yeah, he is.
Reed Rothschild is the right answer to the question
to
about
the John C. Reilly question.
That
now, what about As Dr. Buss in Winning Time? That's got to be up there.
It's good, but it's not on
there. But it's underrated.
Did you
very
see
underrated.
The promos coming out?
Do you
it's
know
coming
when it's
back.
Coming? When?
I don't. I saw a promo on HBO. It came on before Succession,
good.
I think.
Good.
But it is coming back.
Zastro? Was he in the promo?
I did not see Zastro. But boo. That doesn't mean he's not there.
Boo. More
doesn't
Zastro.
Mean he's not there.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ah! Good afternoon.
Mace, what day is it today?
I believe it is Wednesday.
Are you going to tell the truth today even though it's Wednesday?
Yes. True day Wednesday. I sometimes lose track of the days, John.
Yes, you do.
I do. They kind of blend. I'm
by
not the
way,
only one. A lot of people do.
By the way. Yeah. All right. So I think we've talked about this before on the show that all the parking garages here at LA Live smell like weed. Today, it smells like a party at your house. It is so over the top. Down. Somebody is hotboxing that yeah. garage downstairs. Something fierce.
You know,
I might have a contact high. If I say anything stupid today, it's because I had to wade through the smoke.
You know what a lot
garage.
Of people do, I think, is a lot of people light one up before they go to the movies. Like, I'm in the West Garage. You're in the East Garage. I'm in the West Garage, which is the movie theater garage.
Right.
And I think, like, getting lit up to go see Fast 10 is probably
yeah,
a good
garage
idea.
Your garage is actually more of a stoner garage than mine.
Yes.
And mine today is really bad.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because mine is where all the muckety-muck suits park, so it's older people. You got the younger crowd, so they're all lighting
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is. Everybody is. So, you know, it's fine. I kind of want to start. First of all, Tyler is our new, I don't even know what you are. What are you?
I think he would be what's known in TV as an
they
AP.
They call me a producer.
An associate producer.
Yeah, but don't
associate
we have producer? A producer? Isn't
some
Greg
people
the
call
producer?
Him a PA, yeah, right a production assistant.
Ah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, what is Tyler exactly?
Well,
he's
so,
a producer.
Well, he's a helper?
Well, Bergman moved up a slot when Amanda left.
Oh, congratulations.
So,
I didn't know that.
Bergman has a lot of plates in the air.
Yeah.
So he leans on Tyler to do the
yeah, I'm here for
this
support.
Job.
Yeah.
So Tyler, it was suggested by Bergman yesterday, and I think this is true, we need to find a way to brand him so people understand who he is and what he is.
Yeah, you don't like Baby Bergman?
Baby,
that's what Cappy calls him.
What do we think of Baby Bergman?
Because you guys look
Baby
similar.
Bergie?
Are
Baby
you older Bergie. Or younger than Greg Tyler? You're younger,
I'm
aren't
younger,
you?
Yeah, yeah, younger.
Bergie 2.
See, but that you don't want that.
It's like Mandy's like, too.
It's like Steven Nelson and Joe Davis on the Dodgers broadcast. They sound exactly the same. That's not
I disagree with that, by the
Nelson.
Way.
I think Joe Davis is much better. But,
better, but they sound
if you
the
just
same.
Turn it on, you're like, oh, that's
can
Joe, I, and then it turns out to be Steven
Can one
Nelson.
Of you guys shave?
We can just
oh, yeah.
You should, you're going to make me go baby face for this?
Yeah.
This is like the Yankees. You're not allowed to have facial
what
hair.
About a mustache? Can I negotiate?
By the
can
way, isn't that weird that that the Yankees still get away with that in 2023.
It's amazing.
And they all follow it. Like, yeah. If you think about it, like, remember Jason Giambi used to have real long hair, goes to the Yankees, cuts it
Garrett
short,
Cole,
shaves
Johnny
off the beard.
Damon.
Garrett
Johnny
Cole, Johnny Damon, all of them.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay.
And I'm a Yankee. I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah, it's weird that that rule has lasted
as long
as it has.
It is old timey.
I might negotiate and keep a mustache. We'll see. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay. By the way, I asked Clinton Yates is running around here someplace. I asked him to come.
I asked him
to come in here at some point and explain himself why he doesn't want to go to robot umpires and he wants pitches that are 3 feet out of the strike zone to end the Dodger
games. Is he against Questech? Is he against?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hates it.
He hates
it.
Have you talked about it on the Blue Review?
We have talked about it on the Blue Review, and he still is not going to change his mind.
Yeah, it may come up today. He may come in and present his case today.
So is it point counterpoint, like you argue with Clinton on the Blue Review?
I mean, something. Yeah, with that I do, right? Because it's ridiculous not to have him.
Bergman, trust me on this. Just say this. It will only make sense to people of a certain age, but you'll get a big laugh out of it.
Okay.
Next time you guys are going point counterpoint, just look at Clinton and say, Jane, you ignorant.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that.
Do you have any idea what that's from?
I do not.
Did you guys all go to the button?
Yeah, we went straight to the button, yes.
You guys dumped that?
Yeah, don't say it again.
That one you can't do.
Oh, of course you can.
No.
Yeah, well, you guys are always on the defensive,
yeah,
so
I know.
I'll drop it.
We've got an FCC license, so.
Right. Yeah, that was actually on a television show, which have tougher standards than for 30 years.
Which was 50 years ago,
right. No, but
when times were different.
I saw it last week.
What show was
you
it?
You heard that phrase?
On Comedy Central, they run old ones, yeah.
Oh, well, they run old ones.
Comedy Central is
right? Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin used to go back and forth and debate things on Weekend Update, and Dan would always start whatever his argument was with that.
With that, yeah.
Okay, well, I can change the last word and make it something else.
Yeah, well, if you're scared of the word, don't use it. But they used it on Saturday Night Live for 30 years.
John, as you were just trying to keep you from being canceled.
Well, it happens every week now. Yeah. Another guy got it yesterday, so.
Yeah. All right, so I thought the Kevin O'Connor article about LeBron was interesting.
The one I sent you?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Which I had actually read last night, and it is among the things that he says include that there are...
The article that we should say is the most likely scenarios he gives four.
Yeah.
For LeBron moving forward.
Okay, so number one, he just played. He was tired. He was exhausted. He was frustrated. He doesn't like losing, and that's why he raised the specter of retirement. By the way, I think that's the most likely of the four scenarios that Kevin presented. Number two is the LeBron might retire for 1 year plan. The plan where he announces his retirement, spends the next year attending every USC home game, does his TV show, makes courtside appearances at Laker games, gets as healthy as he can to return for the 2024-25 season, and then LeBron can come back at 100%, setting up for his return and his farewell.
Yeah, I believe that too. Now,
I think that's the second most likely scenario.
Yeah, but the one he threw out there that has everybody talking is he plays for the Warriors next year.
So here's what he says. How soon until Draymond Green begins recruiting LeBron to the Warriors? Did it happen as soon as LeBron stepped off the podium Monday night? Will it happen before the finals begin next Thursday? No one needs a source to tell you these conversations will happen if they haven't already, given Draymond's love for LeBron, the clutch connection, and his history of recruiting. Now, how he would do it, I'm not exactly sure. How you make contracts match. And I'm not sure. Why is O'Connor just calling? I guess it's Draymond is why he's calling at Golden State.
Yeah, but you realize, I think Kevin, KOC is really, really good. I mean, he's not one of those guys who just throws stuff out there. So he had to hear this from somebody. But what I would say is you can reverse engineer that. Draymond could come here.
Correct.
You know, so why would you necessarily think if they want to play together, Draymond can opt out of his contract.
Right, Draymond.
LeBron is under contract.
Correct.
You would have to give up assets for LeBron. So, but we wouldn't have to give up any assets for Draymond. We'd have to move money.
Right.
But I would think that's a more likely scenario than I don't think either one of them's happening.
No, I don't either. I think it's
if LeBron and Draymond want to play. Now LeBron has always said that the one player he'd love to play with is Steph, which is why I think KOC ran with this.
Yes.
But I don't think it's happening because it would blow up either team. So, for example, if LeBron went to Golden State, the Warriors would have to send assets to the Lakers. We could get Clay. We could get Kuminga. We could get, you know, pretty much
Moody,
maybe Jordan Poole. Any of those guys.
Who they might move off of.
I shouldn't speak for the Lakers because I've never talked to Rob or anybody else about this. But I think the only way they would ever trade LeBron is if LeBron came to them and said, "I need you to do this."
Right.
I don't think the Lakers would take a call from the Warriors. Like Rob always says, with guys like LeBron and AD, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
It's not a typical GM player relationship. So I'm sure they're already talking.
I think the most likely scenario is what is it? Does Occam's razor apply here?
That's the one that says the most likely scenario is normally the one that happens.
Yes, I think Occam's razor applies. I think he was really frustrated, really exhausted, really tired, hates losing, and raised the specter of retirement. I don't think he's retiring.
I can't stress enough too how taxing this season was. Yeah. And it was a weird season in the sense that the Lakers start losing wears on you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And they started 2-10. So this was more like 3 or 4 seasons rolled into one.
Yeah.
And it was, we logged a lot of miles. We went deeper into the playoffs than I think most people expected. I think that was a guy who was just exhausted thinking out loud.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, coming up next for you, there's a reason why Andrew Friedman has some prospects that are untouchable. One of them pitched last night. We'll talk about it next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, Tina Turner passed away today at the age of 83.
Icon.
Yeah,
she was. And by the way, what I love about her story is completely reinvented herself in the 80s. She was an abused spouse. If you go back and watch the movie, which is called, the name of this song, what's got done, was it Angela Bassett who played Tina?
Angela Bassett was nominated for an Oscar, and Lawrence Fishburne played Ike.
Very volatile relationship in which... she was abused, and when she got out of that relationship, she was the one with the talent.
Oh, yeah.
And when she got out of that relationship, she said, you can keep everything we've ever produced together. I just want my name going forward.
She wanted to get emancipated from Ike.
And then, so she got it.
Yep.
She gave up all her royalties from the old Ike and Tina music that she was really the heart of. And then in the 80s, she came out with... Was it Private Dancer?
Private Dancer was the album that just took off. Yeah, this was my DJ days. Private Dancer was an unbelievable single.
Remember, she redid Al Green's "Let's Stay Together,"
which was brilliant,
and it was a stunning remake.
Yeah.
I mean, it was better than the original. And then this is Private Dancer, right, Jorge?
You're Private Dancer, yeah, and dancer for money.
By the way, just a force. I got to see her once in concert. And she was in her 60s. She died at 83 today. And you would have thought she was 30.
Yeah. I got to see her. And I think we promoted a concert back when What's Love Got to Do With It was going on.
In the 80s, she was as big of a musical star as anybody.
She was an unbelievable performer. Unbelievable
Isn't
dancer.
Isn't she on the We Are the World track?
Yeah, I think she is.
I think she's one of the people.
Yeah,
they invited every big musician of the 80s to be on that We Are the World track, and I think she's one of them.
And of course, I think the song people will remember her best for is Simply the Best.
Yeah. Which is they play a lot in sports.
Yeah, simply the best.
Yeah, and some car companies use it. And, yeah.
Yeah, no, Tina Turner, hail Madam Well-Met.
Yeah,
an unbelievable life, an unbelievable career.
And this always happens to me. It happened with David Bowie, happened with Tom Petty. Every time one of these people pass away, I go onto iTunes, and they always have a
tribute playlist.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. So I'm sure we're all going to be listening to Tina Turner over the next few days.
Yeah. All right, so there is a reason why Andrew Friedman is the best baseball executive there is. He has had so many chances over the years to trade Bobby Miller. So many chances. Bobby Miller was like a throw-in in so many deals, and Andrew Friedman would not trade Bobby Miller, and last night gave the Dodgers a really dynamic five innings. Did get chipped for a run. But in command, 100 miles an hour. Bergman, you said used all five pitches.
He used all five pitches. In the third and fourth inning. Yep.
And I think he is going to be a legit big-time major league starter.
Well, they need him.
Yeah.
Because, 75% of their starting pitchers are on the injured list.
Yes.
And I think Clayton Kershaw is on a bereavement list because his mom's funeral was yesterday.
Yep.
Or maybe it's today. I can't remember. And so he's out, Walker Buehler's out, Dustin May's out, Julio Urias is out.
Yep.
I mean, that's more like 80%.
Gavin Stone, Tony Gonsolin is pitching today, and Bobby Miller. And that's really what you're rolling with. You hope Kershaw comes back from bereavement. Although Dave Roberts said he's got body fatigue. He said that this week. So maybe Kershaw, I mean, I'm speculating, but is it possible that he winds up on the injured list too?
Sure.
Totally possible. They do that every year.
Yeah, if this team makes the playoffs, it'll be the best front office job that and these guys have won a lot of divisions and a lot of playoff series, but if they make the playoffs with no pitchers,
yeah,
that's top of the list.
Beat the Braves 8-1. Jason Hayward hit a homer. You know, this is a guy that was just on the scrap heap. J.D. Martinez, nobody really wanted. He had a 3-run homer. That's number 9 for him. Dodgers now have a better record than anybody in the National League by a game and a half over the Braves, and they've already won this series with Tony Gonsolin pitching against a really good young pitcher named Bryce Elder for the Braves. That's a little bit later on. But Bergman, as the host of the Blue Review,
yes.
What did you think of Bobby Miller?
I thought Bobby Miller was fantastic. For him to come in and just throw 100 miles an hour over and over and over again and really only get tagged for the one run like you talked about,
yep.
They were hitting his fastball, but then in the third, he just started changing up and using different pitches. He was using his changeup and his slider, and he used a curveball every once in a while. It put them completely off guard, and he was great the whole way through. He's the first pitcher, it's the third pitcher in the last 10 days to hit five innings.
Well, interesting is
only the third pitcher in the last
10 days.
10 days, that is, talk about
five innings
in a bullpen.
Right.
Right. Well, the other thing is, think about, and I don't think this will necessarily happen, but think about if everybody got healthy.
Yeah.
In other words, Dustin May, Walker Buehler,
Julio,
now you got Bobby Miller, and you got Kershaw, and you go into the playoffs with that. Now, Walker Buehler is talking like he's coming back in September. Dave Roberts says that's optimistic.
Yeah.
But if they did somehow, if Dustin May, Walker Buehler, Bobby Miller, and Clayton Kershaw went into the playoffs, they could win the whole thing.
I think there's no – I mean, honestly, especially after last – I would say – anybody in the tournament can win the whole thing. We've seen this over and over again. If you're a wild card, you can win the whole thing. That's why I don't care if they win the National League West or not. Looks like they probably will. The Padres off to an incredibly slow start. Arizona hanging around. But it really doesn't matter. It's getting into the tournament and putting together a string of wins and everybody getting hot and the pitchers throwing well and all that stuff. You can win 111 games and lose to the Padres in the first round. So just get into the tournament, and I think they're going to be there. There's going to be, at the trade deadline, a lot of talk about Shohei Ohtani. And I do not think the Dodgers should trade for Shohei Ohtani.
The only thing, I know why you're saying that, and I agree with you, because you would have to give up so much that it would decimate your team. The only thing that's risky about it is, if another team trades for him and he falls in love with it.
Correct.
Like, let's say the Mariners or the Giants or,
the Padres.
A West Coast team. He said he likes the West Coast. But in the case of the Giants or the Mariners, they're very large Asian populations sure. in those two markets. If he goes, leads them on a playoff run, falls in love with it, and he stays, then the Dodgers miss the window.
Right.
But I'm with you. I wouldn't give away
all the good stuff. I wouldn't give away Outman and Bobby Miller and Gavin Stone and Dustin May and whatever else it would take to get a deal done. I wouldn't do that. I would just wait. Bergman, you're in the same camp.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to pay for him twice. I don't think that it's the right move in any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, and we can actually bring this conversation full circle. That's why I know both you guys are anti-Kyrie. But the thing about Kyrie that makes it interesting is you don't have anything up for him. You know, if you traded for another player, somebody that you guys would like better, and there are people on that list, like let's say Trae Young.
Yeah.
Or Klay Thompson or, right. you know, any of these guys. You got to give up assets.
Correct.
What makes Kyrie interesting, and I'm not saying the Lakers will or should do this, but you can get him as a free agent without having to give up a thing. That's the point you're making about Ohtani.
Yeah, but give up a thing meaning maybe you don't sign Austin Reaves, maybe you don't keep Jared Vanderbilt, maybe you don't keep Rui Hachimura.
Well,
maybe
the first thing on your list, problem. I think they've... He's speaking in code a little bit, but Rob is not letting Austin Reaves go.
Right.
And so I don't think that is it. But you're
but to say he doesn't cost anything isn't right because he would cost you some nice cool
yeah, maybe
players.
A Lonnie Walker or perhaps a Rui Hachimura or something like that. But yeah. I read somebody sent me one way they could keep Rui and Austin along with LeBron and AD and sign Kyrie. It would require Kyrie to take less than the max.
Right.
But they could
He's
do
He's eligible for $47
million. Yeah, this had him making a little more than 30. But what you're banking on there is that no other team is going to pay him more than that.
Right.
Like, is another team going to give him more than $32 million a year?
Can't imagine.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Marx says they'd have to move off of Jared Vanderbilt, Mo Bamba, Malik Beasley. I think they're moving off of him no matter what. Don't sign D'Angelo Russell. Don't sign Lonnie Walker. Don't bring back Rui Hachimura. That gives you $35 million to make a deal. If you trade Max Christie, it gives you $35 million. So you're really clearing the decks. You're giving up a lot of stuff. Technically not in a trade, but you're giving up a lot of stuff if you were to move into the Kyrie business, which I think would be a disaster.
But would you rather have D'Angelo Russell?
Yes.
You'd rather have D'Angelo Russell than Kyrie Irving.
I know I'm not going to have a headache with D'Angelo Russell. You have another ball handler, which you need. He was definitely part of this run. He had a terrible Western Conference Finals, but he was very good up till then, had a very good home stretch for the team. So, yeah, I'm okay with D'Angelo Russell. Depending on how much he... I mean, he's not a $30 million player.
He is. He made $31 million this year.
No, what I'm saying is he's not now.
Right.
Have to get him for less.
Well,
the
market will dictate what he's worth.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions. It is Ireland's wheel today. What will pop up on the wheel? We'll find out next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay. This is interesting.
Okay.
Jovan Buha from The Athletic saying
yep.
internal discussions have taken place
mm-hmm.
on whether or not the Lakers could trade for Trae Young. Trae Young is the only player ever to lead college basketball in scoring and assists in the same season.
Hmm.
So he's a double-double guy every night.
Yep.
The one thing that the Lakers have lacked is three-point shooting, and he is a wizard
yeah.
at three-point shooting and can shoot from anywhere inside half court. We've talked about D'Angelo Russell. We've talked about Kyrie Irving. What do you think about trading for Trae Young?
Okay. So Trae Young is an unbelievable talent, an unbelievable shooter. And I'm just looking here. Scored 26 points a game this year on 35% from three, nine assists a game. So 25 and nine and 35% from three. Great player. Would be a my concern with him is he plays no defense whatsoever.
Well, so does most of the NBA.
Yeah, well, but there are guys that are dedicated to defense that realize that that
is
half
the
floor.
Yeah, but you know that D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving aren't those guys either.
D'Angelo Russell's a terrible defender. Right. Yeah, no, I get it. Look, I like Trae Young a lot. Would he be the third best player on this team? Yes. Would he score a bunch? Yeah. I actually, if it were to work salary-wise, if they could figure out a way to do it without giving up Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura and Jared Vanderbilt, then I would definitely be open to it.
That's the big question. I'm not sure how you put together the assets to trade for him without giving up something really valuable.
Right.
So it may be a non-starter, but boy, I'd love Trae Young.
Bergman?
So Trae Young, I have his contract in front of me. He makes $40 million next year,
okay.
Then 43, then 45, and has an early termination with $48 million.
Okay. All right.
So you got to put a ton of stuff into it. I also don't think that Trae Young would accept being the third best player on this team. I don't think if he's not Lamar Odom. So at some point, he's going to want to be the star and be the all-NBA player that he is. So
I said this yesterday, but I think you guys are thinking about this all wrong. Great players have accepted the role as a number three.
And great players have also blown up.
Right.
You're talking about 80s players. 90s players. I don't think today's players are thinking that way, especially with how much control they have in their own free agency.
Go no further than Shaq and Kobe. Couldn't hold it together because whose team was it?
Right, but they were arguing over the number one. Who was the number three player on that team?
With Shaq and Kobe, it depended.
Shaq and Kobe, I mean,
it moved around. One night it was Robert Horry, one night it was Rick Fox, one night, you know. But
so do you believe that Trae Young would accept a third wheel role?
Yeah, I do, because I've had long conversations
with... At $45 million, he's going to accept the third wheel role.
I've had long conversations with James Worthy about this. It's James Worthy's in the Hall of Fame.
Right, but James Worthy is from a different era. This is a very selfish era for players. Players want theirs. I want my team.
Right.
Kyrie, I want my team. I want out of Cleveland. I want my team. Guys want their team. Guys want to eat first. Guys want to be the focal point. And if they're not... they're not necessarily going to perform at the highest level, and they're not necessarily going to stay in line and do all the stuff they're supposed to do.
And then we just saw that Russell Westbrook had $48 million, older, but $48 million, and could not accept the third player role.
Right, but you guys are only looking at the guys who aren't. Look at the people who are. Andrew Wiggins was the number one pick in the draft. Number one.
Right.
And but he fell off.
No, but he got to the Warriors last year, and they said you're going to eat third or fourth. He totally accepted it. You got to. I mean, Michael Porter is the second highest paid player on the Nuggets. He eats third every game.
Yep.
KCP sometimes eats ahead
but
of him.
But he's not Trae Young. Trae Young views himself, I'm sure, and rightfully as a superstar.
Well, Trae Young has been at a lot of these playoff games, and I think he's looking at this, and he's probably saying, man, I'd love to be on that stage.
Right.
And if he wants to be, like, James Worthy could have been a star on another team. Andrew Wiggins was a star on another team.
But on a bad team. James Worthy is from a different era when players were more willing to sacrifice. I don't think the modern NBA player, on average, is ready to sacrifice stardom, role, scoring, all that stuff.
But think about it. Chris Paul did it. Klay Thompson did it. Andrew Wiggins did it. Draymond Green does it.
Well, Klay Thompson was never the number one. He was always the number two.
Right, but he makes $180 million a year. He makes the same amount of money as Trae Young.
But it's the role. It's the role. He eats second. Klay Thompson eats second.
Sometimes fourth.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's a very unselfish player.
Right.
Not all players are.
Klay Thompson had, 60 points on 8 dribbles or something crazy like that. He doesn't need the ball in his hands. He just needs to shoot threes. He's a different type of player than these
Trae Young is
He needs the ball.
But Trae Young is a huge assist guy. He doesn't mind giving it up. He averages 10 assists a game. I mean,
but we've seen what assists actually mean. So did Russell Westbrook with the Lakers. He was getting triple doubles like crazy, and he was still terrible with this team.
Right, but just because Westbrook didn't work, I don't think you should, rule out anybody else working. Three teams, like Kevin Love was an elite first team All NBA guy, and he went to Cleveland just to win a title. And eight behind LeBron and Kyrie. Everybody said Kevin Love's selfish. All he cares about is getting rebounds. He doesn't box out. He just stands under the rim. Kevin Love would never give up his all-star role. He did, and he won a ring. And now Kevin Love's in Miami doing it. I mean, guys do it all the time. To say that,
but guys also don't do it all the time. You're pointing out the instances where it's worked, and we're pointing out the instances where it hasn't.
But you said this is a different era, and players won't do it.
It is a different era.
Players do it all the time.
Yeah, but it's still a different era.
Right.
It's not. Look, I think what James Worthy did is something that happened. You know, where you surrender to a team, you focus on the team concept, you're doing anything you can to win, you're willing to accept
roles.
Right,
but there are guys that don't do that.
You keep bringing up Kyrie. Kyrie is a guy that doesn't accept his role.
And also James
Kyrie
Worthy.
Kyrie historically has not accepted his role.
James Worthy was drafted onto a team that had Kareem and Magic.
Right, but he was...
I mean, he came in as the third best player.
Do you deny that Kyrie is a guy that has... detonated at different points because he wanted his own. I want out of Cleveland. I want my own team.
What
I'm going to go with KD. I'm going to win there.
But where? How did he get his ring?
Well, with LeBron.
Right.
Right. LeBron ate first.
Right.
Kyrie ate second. And what did Kyrie say? I want my own team.
Yeah, but now he's done several interviews where he said, I'm now older and realize that winning is more important to me now. And I think people do that when they're older. Remember wasn't that long ago that Gary Payton and Karl Malone came here for the minimum?
Well, they were just trying to catch on for a ring.
Right. But I'm saying maybe Trae Young wants a ring.
So could you think that Trae Young could be the number one overall option, though? Because at some point,
no.
LeBron wants...
No, I think he's the number one overall option in Atlanta, and they've never even made the finals.
So look at what you have going with this Lakers team. You have LeBron James, who's starting to get older, wants the ball out of his hands a little bit more, and doesn't want to be at the number one option every single night. AD has proven that he is not the number one option every single night. So you kind of need somebody that could come in here and be a number one option. I mean, I know I'm talking myself into Kyrie Irving right now.
Right.
But that's kind of what this team would need to be. If you say Trae is not the guy, then he's not the guy.
If you had to pick between Kyrie and Trae, who would you take?
Trae.
I just don't want Kyrie.
Yeah, I'd take Trae.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want
given a choice, Trae.
If just basketball sense, Kyrie is the better option.
I don't think this is private. Ramona's jumping in on
this. Yeah, I see that.
And she says, Trae Young, she texts us that it's not private.
By the way, is this private or is this?
I don't know.
No, I don't. I know. She's just making a point.
Is that off the record? Okay.
Yeah, she's just making a point.
Okay.
She says,
just call Momo.
Yeah. No, she basically is saying Trae could create offense to take the load
That's
off
true.
LeBron.
They need another ball
AD
handler.
Really isn't doing that. AD's dominant defensively.
Yes.
But, you know, offensively, he's been shut down. So I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. I think it'd be a big, big, big ask to get that done, though.
Well, it'd be very complex and difficult to put
Probably
it together.
Have to involve other teams. Yeah.
And you'd have to lose guys that you'd like to keep and all that stuff. I mean, you know, again, this is kind of silly season. We're going to hear a lot of rumors and a lot of allegedly this and potentially that and all that stuff.
Some of them will just be completely made up.
Yeah, which is fine. And some could be made up. Absolutely made up. All right. Real quick, let me get to some. I actually saw officially Succession. There you go.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great.
Did you watch Ted Lasso last night?
I'm behind on Ted Lasso.
Okay, Ted Lasso.
Don't tell me.
I watched it.
The Ted Lasso that dropped last night is 79 minutes.
What?
It when felt did it,
like a
long.
Movie.
It's got to be like
great.
A little half hour breezy. What happened
to
Ted Lasso? When did it start turning into the movie of the
and
week?
And by the way, it is, I won't do spoilers, but it is setting up for the finale. You guys realize that all in the next week, Barry, Succession, and Ted Lasso are all ending.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a writer's strike. So we're going to be hurting for stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought Ted Lasso last night was great. And I thought Succession, the one you watched, was great.
So who do you think, because that was the penultimate episode,
right,
as they say.
Same thing with Ted Lasso. It's the penultimate episode of Ted Lasso that's up there right now.
Who runs Waystar Royco when it's all over?
I'm now more convinced than ever. Shiv.
More convinced after that?
Yep.
I am more convinced than ever, Kendall.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think,
Greg? It's Kendall. I absolutely think it'll
be Kendall. I think Shiv is maneuvering behind the scenes to blow Kendall up.
And vice versa.
Right. That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah.
But Shiv is smarter than Kendall. And by the way, has anyone ever played in the history of movies or TV a sycophant better than Cousin Greg?
Cousin Greg!
Amazing what he did.
He is so great!
Just such a Greg move.
He has got no discernible skills, and he's worked himself all the way up to meet President of the United States.
Well, did I send you, I was working on some, did I send you today the New York
who
Times?
Who do you identify with?
Yeah.
Or who do you?
And basically, it made the point that Succession has done something that I can't remember any other TV show ever doing.
Right.
They have, there is no redeemable character on that show.
None
at all. No heroes. Nobody that you would openly root for. Yet we watch like a car crash.
Right.
They are incompetent boobs, all of them.
Yes.
And and Greg is like, at least Greg admits it. That's
right.
Why
Greg
he
knows who he is.
That's why Greg and to a lesser degree Tom come off as, well, at least they are. There's no
they're
deceit.
Honest about it. Yeah. They're honest that they're sleazy.
Like Tom came around and said, he goes, I like money. I like stuff. I don't want to give up this job.
He did. He gave that great speech.
Yeah. That's why they're the Disgusting Brothers.
The Disgusting Brothers is the spinoff. There were a couple of lines that I love. And this is what you say about somebody when you don't know anything good to say. He
bless
was a salty dog, but a good egg. That's what the way Logan was described. A salty dog, but a good egg.
By his brother.
By Peter Friedman, the guy who plays Frank. And the other one I love is it would be the greatest disaster in the world. I had this line all teed up and ready to go. Okay. The line is, if it wasn't such a disaster, it would be a dream come true. That's what Tom described the new baby as. I love that show. Just love that show.
It's sad that it's going away.
It is. But you know what? I'm glad it's going away. Like, I'm glad they're getting out on time. I'm glad Ted Lasso is ending now because their episodes are way too long for me.
Oh,
give me 30 minutes. To me, that's I'm going to watch the 30 minutes, then I'm going to turn it off, then I'm going to watch another 30 minutes, then I'm going to turn it off, and then I'm going to watch the last 27
minutes. You'll watch it all in one sitting, and I think the reason is this is the debut, and I'm guessing the last time we'll ever see her, of Ted's mom.
Oh, Ted's mom.
And you have a unique relationship with your mom, and his mom is very much a part of this
show. Okay, all right, that's good.
And it also, it's leading, Greg, I'm sure you had the same reaction I did. You can see what's coming.
Yeah, it's actually what I've always thought. So.
But I didn't think the guy who I think is going to take over the team now.
Yep. Totally thought that.
You did?
Totally thought that.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll see. Yep. All right. We won't do spoilers.
We're getting close on it. So let's go to break. ZipRecruiter.
Right. Let me think about some of that stuff.
Do we have a ZipRecruiter?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. First, though, 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. You heard us talk a lot about Kyrie, Trae Young, Lakers, what's LeBron doing, all that stuff. We talked about the Dodgers. Anything is fair game right now. 877-710-ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.